This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. When you think of public art, you probably don't think of the city of Lynn. But some artists and community groups would like to change that. 19 artists from the area and others with international reputations begin work today on turning more than a dozen brick walls in Lynn into towering outdoor artworks. WBUR artery reporter Aaron Tron has our story.
Eric Temple, whose street name is Temp, discovered graffiti 30 years ago when he started spray painting his breakdance nickname around the city of Lynn. In his mind, it wasn't vandalism, but real art.
We would get together on a Saturday afternoon and organize our cans and pick a nice wall out. You know, everybody had a suggestion, a nice spot to paint. And it was like a little graffiti renaissance in downtown Lynn. We were the first generation to do that.
That's my favorite sound. All these years later, the city is recognizing Temp's graffiti writing as art. He's sizing up cans of Psycho Green and Ultraviolet spray paint for his piece in Lynn's first ever mural festival. Starting today, 15 murals will come to life and stay up for at least a year. The Mural Festival is just one phase of an all-volunteer public art initiative called Beyond Walls. Its aim is more foot traffic downtown, increased public safety, and to boost the city's struggling reputation. Jo Beth Williams, who lives in Lynn and manages the White Rose Coffee House, says few people know about the city's exciting global cuisine and homey taverns.
You know, you hear like Lynn, City of Sin kind of thing, and like you don't really hear like the good parts about Lynn.
In the 80s, waves of arson left a jumble of buildings that now look like a mouthful of jagged teeth. Perfect for murals, but the streets are often empty, especially after dark.
When you try to change a place, it's not enough to physically alter it in its place. You have to get into the hearts and minds of people all over the world.
Joe Mulligan is charged with making Lynn a better place to live and visit as part of a fellowship with Mass Development. The State Economic Growth Agency is helping to fund Beyond Walls. Organizers hope the Mural Festival persuades people to give Lynn another look. Beyond Walls founder Al Wilson says the highlight will be a block party on the day the murals are finished.
This whole plaza, including Mural Park, the streetscape, and all of Mount Vernon Street becomes this outdoor block party.
Finding 15 buildings where the artists can create their murals has been a challenge for Wilson. Some owners pulled out after reviewing sketches of what the artists were planning. Chris Coulon, who uses the street name Tallboy, will be painting one of the murals, but not where he expected.
That's just one of the struggles of navigating these big projects. Behind every wall, there's an owner, and there's a lot of people inside that wall.
As for Temp, he's seeing a childhood dream come true.
There was a time when I was a kid that I wanted to see colorful murals all over downtown, and here it is. So many talented artists coming from all over the world, and I'm just so thankful to be a part of it.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Aaron Tron.
See some of the muralists' other work in the artery section of our website, WBUR.org. The Beyond the Wall Festival runs through July 23rd in Lynn.